This morning we have a guest here in the studios with us. Kate Olson, Cass County Extension Director, is in with us this morning. And the folks at Iowa State University have a project that's been going on for a long time, year after year after year, and they're going to make a swing here through Atlantic very soon, through Cass County. Chance for folks to see the solar car. Pretty exciting, huh?
I'm pretty excited. I think it's going to be very cool. They have not done a county-by-county Iowa tour, if at all, for a very long time. And they've also done a pretty major redesign on the solar car. They're not even really calling it a solar car anymore. It's the solar utility vehicle. So it's a four-seater now instead of, I don't know if you saw any of the older designs or original designs for the solar car. It basically looked like a solar panel with a little bubble for a head or a helmet to come through. So that, you know, the one-seater, very minimalistic, more like race car style. This is actually a four-seater, so it seats the entire solar car team. They've got Bluetooth in there, wireless, you can charge your phone while you drive. So it's actually what they say is they're changing the paradigm of solar transportation, but they're actually looking at how to make it more functional. Obviously, the one-person flat solar panel with the bubble for the head is not a commercially usable type vehicle.
It's not viable.
No.
Not viable.
No family's going to buy that and go get groceries.
So. Yeah, it's amazing how these things have changed. I mean, when you stop and think about how it used, I mean, it used to be if a cloud came over, it would stop.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Now you can charge your phone in there.
Mm-hmm.
It generates that much electricity.
Wow. So they say with a charged battery, if it can continue, if it keeps rolling at 40 miles an hour, it can keep moving without draining the battery.
That's amazing.
And so it can run under cloud cover for about 200 miles before it needs to charge.
So in addition to solar, it's kind of regenerating itself through the wheel revolution and that kind of thing too. Interesting. So they've really come a long way with these things. It's quite a project. This is something that's been going on for a long time, but it really does tie into the whole STEM idea of where we want to go with education and some of the programs that you folks through Iowa State University Extension promote.
Absolutely, yeah. STEM is huge, and that's one of the reasons they're doing this tour, is just to promote not only, we've been talking about STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. Sometimes people throw the arts in there and it's STEAM. But regardless, we've been talking about STEM education in Iowa for a long time. And now it's starting to take kind of a twist towards not just understanding STEM, but applying STEM in your life and finding how that science and technology, you know, another example is we've been doing youth gardening for several years. You know, gardens and plants, things that grow in your backyard, that's science, technology, math, all that stuff right there. You know, that's finding how science and math apply to your daily life. That's kind of the impetus for why Team Prism, the solar car team, took this more user-friendly approach and basically redesigned this thing from the ground up. Is, okay, it's great that we can power a vehicle with solar, but in the real world, if we can't fit a group of people in this, if we can't also do other things, I mean, nobody wants to be stuck in a hot box rolling down the interstate by themselves. So when are we going to cross that line and take this to, oh, this is a vehicle we can actually take other people along. This is a vehicle we can listen to the radio in. This is a vehicle we can charge our phone in. This relates to things that we do in our daily lives now.
And that's where we run into some stumbling blocks, quite frankly, when you get into society today and with the use of alternative energy sources. It sounds good on the surface, but if it's not something that can fit easily into people's everyday lives, you better figure it out fast or it'll die. It's got to be viable for folks, and that's what they've done with this. And to that end, think about this now. These kids who designed, they're young adults, but these folks who designed this vehicle, probably maybe 10 or 15 years ago, maybe they were standing there looking at the current vehicle at that time thinking, wow, where else could this go? I mean, this is the greatest thing ever. How can we make this better? And now all these years later, look how they've made it better.
Absolutely. Yep. And that's, again, that focus on getting the STEM, getting that education into the schools, getting that spark of imagination, that idea that, wow, this is really something. And I think it's great. I mean, the information that ISU sent us said that over 120 ISU students have been working on this team. Some of it was design, some of it was implementation, some of it was wiring, some of it's, you know, the travel schedule, but there's a huge team involved with this. But there's several of those team members are going to be traveling around the state with the car. So I think it's really cool to be able to, you know, not only see the vehicle and watch it drive and see how that change has happened, but also talk to some of the people, kids or, you know, students who helped design that. Where did they come up with the idea? Who was the person that said, you know what, let's take this thing back to the drawing board and make it something you actually might park in your garage and use?
Well, think about some of the youngsters that'll go see this particular model and think, wow, that's great. How could it ever be any better? Mm-hmm. Maybe there'll be some 10 or 15 years from now who'll
they'll
be designing
the one that does
that generation. Yep. And imagine how much better it can be then, too. Well, first of all, we got to get them intrigued by this and get them to come take a look. Was it this Saturday?
It is this Saturday, yes. We're going to be at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA. They're right there, easily accessible in the center of town, have a great parking lot. Of course, we're holding this event in the parking lot because we're not taking the car indoors. So we're just going to also be out there with some snacks, some hands-on STEM activities for the kids to do. So we just want to encourage anybody who's interested to come check out the car, learn a little bit more about the solar car project, and also learn about some STEM education opportunities going on right here in Cass County.
Can they hitch a ride?
They can. Yes. The solar car team is doing that as kind of a fundraiser. They are taking, actually, once they travel Iowa, they're putting this thing on a plane and flying it to Australia for the International Solar Car Challenge. So they are doing rides, but they're requesting $50 per person to do that because apparently it's not cheap to fly a solar car across the ocean.
Well, try as they might, they haven't figured out a way to drive to Australia yet.
This is true.
Alternative mode of transportation there to make it work out. So folks will have a chance to do some of that. So this will be, what, from 4 to 6 p.m.?
Yes, 4 to 6 p.m. this Saturday the 10th in the parking lot there at the YMCA. The YMCA has been a longtime partner for us in STEM activities and projects, so we're very excited to be doing this at the Y. Like I said, great location. Also some parking lots up there around the middle school and roads around there that'll be kind of fun. You can kind of see all around there, so people will be able to watch it drive around as well. So it should be good.
Should be a lot of fun. I'm sure they'll see it. I'm guessing there's a little advertising painted on the side there for Iowa State University.
There might be, yes. I think it may be cardinal and gold. So,
got to take advantage of the opportunities when they present themselves, too. Have you heard much about, do any of the students that are working on this project, have you heard much about them, any of them coming from maybe around this area? Do we get any students, especially from the state of Iowa, who are involved in the project?
They haven't specifically told us who is traveling with the car, and I don't know. I think that the team kind of changes as they go around the state. I don't know that there's one core team that's traveling the entire time. If there are folks from around the area that will be traveling with the car or that have designed it, we haven't heard that. I would love to hear if there are, because I think that would be fantastic.
Yeah.
But if they are, then we haven't been notified. So.
It's hard to know. I mean, they have an international student body, so it's hard to know whether or not they come from around the area or even in the state. It might be across the country or across the world for all
Absolutely.
We know. But it's exciting to see them being able to do some of those things. And the bottom line is, it really doesn't matter so much where these folks come from. The fact that they're able to bring this to different locations like this, it opens up doors for all of these, especially these youngsters who come out and get a chance. So I guess the sales pitch is here, parents, take the kids on out. Get them excited in something that
Absolutely.
Maybe includes technology, but not staring at their cell phone all day.
Absolutely. And this is absolutely technology in motion. They have, very, very state-of-the-art, very cool. It may be designed to be the vehicle of the future, but it still looks like a solar panel on wheels. I mean, it's very neat. If you want to check out photos or see some of the other stops they have done, they actually just unveiled the car. I think it was about a week ago, this past weekend up in Ames, and they will be traveling the state. They'll be completely done by the end of June, but you can follow them on social media. They're calling it the Sunrun 99. So the ISU solar car team has a Facebook page. They have an Instagram. They have a Twitter. They have a website where you can follow along, prism.org. So it's really cool. Some of the photos from some of the stops are really neat. Just looking at the profile of the car, I mean, it looks like the future. So I don't know any other way to describe it, but it's just really neat, and it will absolutely spark kids' imaginations. It will spark all sorts of questions. I know that this team is expected to and trained to talk with kids and folks of all ages about the car and how it works and why it does what it does, and they are very excited. That's why they're doing this. They want to show the people of Iowa what is happening at Iowa State University, but also some of the possibilities, some of those technological innovations, and some of those ideas that have gone into creating this car.
It would be interesting to see side-by-side photos of each of those vehicles over the years and how they've changed, how they've morphed a little bit in their design, mm-hmm. both outside and inside. It's a lot of creative minds working real hard on those.
Absolutely.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Again, that's this Saturday, June 10th, 4 to 6 p.m. That'll be at the parking lot there at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA here in Atlantic. Get a chance to get out and see what maybe the future looks like and get those kids interested in
Absolutely.
A fun project.
And, of course, it's always free, which is a perfect fun summer activity for the whole family. It's free, a little bit of food, a little bit of hands-on activity, and something really cool to check out as well.
Yeah, the kids will actually it'll keep their attention for a while.
I think so. I'm excited. I don't know. I'm assuming the kids will be excited, too, because I'm excited.
That by itself is hard to do, keeping kids' attention for a while. Very good. Kate, thanks for coming by. Appreciate that.
Absolutely. Thanks.